Welcome to the first shiur in the Daf 1-2-3 with Rashi program. Each Daf is divided into three separate shiurim. Rashi's are read and explained as well. Daf 1-2-3 not only divides the Daf into three separate shiurim, but the goal of 1-2-3 for those who would like to study every single day, doing one shiur a day will allow for two Dafim to be studied each week and Shabbos to be the day of Chazara. So one is the day of Shabbos, two on the number of Dafim that are covered for the week, and three, of course, are the number of shiurim that each Daf is divided into. We begin with Maseches Bava Metzia, the Mishnah on Vezim Aral, Shnayim Ochazin B'Talos. Two people who come to court, they're both holding on to a talus. Look at the top Rashi. Dafka ochazin. This is only a case where they come to court both holding on. Dishnei muchzakimba. Each person is holding on to the talus. Ve'ein lazeh koach ba yoser mizeh. It's not like one person has greater power than the other. She'ilu ha'yisa bi'ad echad levado. Had one person been holding on to the talus, onto the cloak, and coming to court, and the other look at it and say, no, but that's mine. The one, let's say if Reuven's holding on to the cloak and Shimon says, come to court and said, well, that which you're holding is mine. So Edoch, the other one, Shimon, is Hamotzi Mechavero. He's the one who wants to exact it from his friend. V'alav l'havi raya. Ve'edim she'ishalo. Then Shimon would have to bring a raya that which Reuven is holding, in fact, needs witnesses will testify that it belongs to him. Ve'nu ne'amon ze'a litol b'shvua. We wouldn't say that Shimon is believed to take an oath and then be able to, and then be zoche to half of the talus. That's not the case. Of the Mishnah where one is holding on. Rather, they both come together, and that's why, based on the oath they will take, we're able to divide it the way the Mishnah describes. So again, Shnayim Ochazin B'Talos, Ze'omrani Mitzasiya Ve'Ze'omrani Mitzasiya. Each one says that they found a talus lying on the ground. So this is a Mitzia. Each one says, I picked it up first. Ze'omer Kula Sheli Ve'Ze'omer Kula Sheli. This one says, no, the whole talus is mine. This one says, the whole talus is mine. Rashi says, the last wide lines, emer kula shali, bigmarim mefarish lemai tana tarti. Why the Mishnah has to mention, has to say two things. It's really the same thing. This one who says, I found it, is essentially saying, kula shali belongs to me. What is this second case referring to? So what's the halacha? Each person has to take an oath that he doesn't own less than half. We'll have to see why that's an oath. Shouldn't each one just take a shvua, this whole thing belongs to me? Or maybe half belongs to me instead of I don't own less than half of this. And what should they do after they take that shvua viachlok? And then they're going to split it. Rashi says they yishava first in line. Why they take these particular shvua? Shein la pachos mechetzer says Rashi. The Gemara mefarish amai tikun ki haylishna b'hach shvua. The Gemara will explain why they instituted this particular language in this shvua. Next, Mishnah says, what about this case? Another case. Ze'omer kulo shali v'ze'omer chetzia shali. Here, two litigants come holding on to the talus, but in this time, one says the whole talus belongs to me, but the other person doesn't say kulo shali, but rather says chetzia shali. Half of it is mine. So what do we do in such a case? Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer kula sheli shava she'en lo b'pachos mishlosha chalakim. The one who says the whole thing belongs to me takes an oath that I don't own, I swear that I don't own less than 3/4 of this talus. V'homer chetzer sheli, and the one who says half of it is mine, yishava, he should swear, she'en lo b'pachos mirevia, that he doesn't own less than 1/4 of this. And what do they do? They don't split it. V'yachlok was the first halacha. But here, zeno tel shlosha chalakim, zeno tel revia. Person, the first person who said kula shali takes 3/4, who swears I don't own less than 3/4, the one who says I don't own less than 1/4, the one who took that oath, who said that I own half of this, and then he takes an oath he doesn't own less than 1/4, v'zeno tel revia, he takes 1/4. Why is this so? Take a look at Rashi, v'zeno mechetz shali, about 4 or 5 lines into the thin lines. This person, let's say Shimon. So Shimon says, I know Reuven owns that other half. I'm not arguing about that other half. They ain't done in Ela al Chetzia. I'm only here to be judged. Well, I only come to argue on the second half of the talus. Hilchach zeha omer kula sheli yishava. He should swear kamish pararisho, like the first case. Ma shehein done in a love, nishboin shneihem. Meaning, what do we do? So each one swears about that which they're judging about, that which they're arguing about. So shehein l'chol echad ba pochas mechetzio. I don't know, less than half of this thing that we're this part of the talis we're arguing about. And each one takes half of that which they're arguing about. So here, the half of the talis that already belongs to Reuven, Shimon agrees. So they're not arguing about that. So now they're only arguing about the second half of the talis. So it's on that that each one takes a shvua, and that's that which they switch. So Reuven ends up with 3/4, then Shimon ends up with 1/4. Then the other case, another case. Two people come to court, they're riding on an animal. Or one is riding the animal and the other is leading the animal. Reuven says it's all mine, and Shimon says the whole thing is mine. Each one thinks that says I found this metzia, this animal, and they took possession of it. It's hefker, so they how did they do so? Either by riding the animal or by leading the animal. And the chiddush here is take a look at Rashi. How you shnayim rochvin laashmuinon, and what's the chiddush here? Laashmuinon comes to teach us that what do rochev umanig shneim shavin likos behemim and hefker. The chiddush here is that why do we tell the case? First we say they're both riding. Then we say, well, or one is riding, one is leading. What's the chiddush of the second case? Because I want to let you know that just like each one riding the animal is a way to make a kinyan from hefker, so to even leading the animal is going to make a kinyan. They're equal regarding kinyan and a hefker, and therefore, what do they do? So zemer once again kula shali zemer kula shali ze yishavasha ein lo bapachas mechetzia. Same thing as the first case in the Mishnah. This one says I don't own less than half of this animal. Ze yishava shein lo bapachas mechetzia, and the other one does the same. Viachloku, and they split it. How do you split an animal? So potentially you can sell the animal and they'll split the money. And then the Mishnah concludes, Bizman Shehe Modim, but let's say they agree that we picked up this item, or took a hold of this animal at the same time. They're not saying I got here first. They both agree. So Sheishlam Eidim, or their witnesses who say that in fact they picked it up at the same time, then Chokim Lo Shvur. Then they divide it without taking a Shvur. There's no purpose in taking a Shvur. And if you look at Rashi, Bizman Shehein Modim, last Rashi before the Gemara, but Gemara Mefarish to Bahai Ashmuinon, meaning what is the chiddush of this line? It should be obvious that if they held on to, they took hold of this item from Hefker, their Edim who testified to that fact, or they agree to that they split it without taking the shul, what's the chiddush? So the Gemara Mefarish to Bahai Ashmuinon, in this case, it's coming to teach us the Haman Bia Mitzil Chaver Kona Chaver, that if one person picks up an item, a metziah for his friend is going to be kona that item. You can be kona an item for your friend, and that's the chiddush of Zman Shehe Modim, as we'll see in the Gemara, if they admit to that. Says the Gemara like this. We begin the Gemara. Lama lili mishna ze omer ani mitzasiya vaze omer ani mitzasiya ze omer kuloshli vaze omer kuloshli. Listen, chada, why do you need to teach both cases? Teach one case. Isn't it one case? It's teaching you the same exact thing. When a person says, I found this, the other person, I found this. The whole thing is mine. Whole thing is mine. Isn't that what they are claiming when they say, I found this? It means they're claiming that this is mine. So what do I need the mishna to tell me both of these things for? So the Gemara answers, chada katani. It's really one case, and how do I read that case into the Mishnah? Zeomer ani mitzasiya v'kula sheli. Zeomer ani mitzasiya v'kula sheli. That's all. Then Mishnah is teaching me it's really all one case. Mishnah is telling me that it's one case, and I should read it together. This I found this, and it is all mine. Says the Gemara, v'listni ani mitzasiya v'ano yedana d'kula sheli. But why do you have to say that for? If you say, I found it, then that litigant is basically saying the whole thing is mine. Why do you have to tell me, you know what that means? It means kula shali. So the Gemara explains why just ani mitzasiya is not sufficient and I need kula shali. Because itana ani mitzasiya, if the Mishnah just said that the person claims, I found this item, hava amina my mitzasiya re'isiha, I would have thought that, you know what mitzasiya means? That means I found it. It means that I saw it. I saw the talis first. I would have said that mitzasiya, it means re'isiya, and then I would have thought, if he says ani mitzasiya, I saw it first, then that's sufficient for me to take a shvua. I don't own less than half, and then I get half. So I would have thought, afal gav delo aser liyadeh, even though it doesn't come to his hands, a beriyah v'almakani. Maybe you acquire something by just looking at it. So therefore, tana kula shali, the beriyah lo kani. So I need kula shali to tell me, no, don't think mitzah si, ani mitzah means I saw it. Ani mitzah si means that you found it. And that's why kula shali is there to tell you that it's not riyah, it's something you really found. Take a look at Rashi. First Rashi and the Gemara, kodem shehigbata osa, before you picked it up, I saw this. So I would have thought, b'ri'iyah kani, maybe it's enough for me to kona something by a midiktani yachloka, the fact that we split it. So therefore, tunuk tana kula shali, that no, it's not looking at it is not enough. B'chazaka gemura shehigbati tchila v'ata tafasta miyadi mishezachiziba. No, it's the fact that I picked it up first, I really held on to it, and then you picked it and you grabbed it from my hand, or you grabbed it and held on to it with me after I was zochein it already, so that must be the case of the Mishnah. Don't think that one person can say, I saw that first, and the other person picks it up and grabs it, that the person who said, I saw that first, has any claim. No, not true. That's why ani mitzaseh is not enough. I need kula shli to tell me that mitzaseh doesn't mean see, it means to pick up. Ah, it says the Gemara, why would I thought that? Mi matzis amrit, my mitzasiya re'isi, huh? V'ha'amar rabinoi, u'mitzasa da'asoy liyadei mashma. How could I have a havamina, that mitzasiya, you wanted to say that, why do I need kula shali? Because I would have thought mitzasiya means that I saw it. Why would I have thought that? Rabinoi teaches us that when it says in the Chumash, it says u'mitzasa, the pasuk in Devarim Perichov Beis, this is the Pashas Kisetze, when we're speaking about an Aveda that someone finds, someone lost and you find, it says, Asher Tovad Mimenu Umitzasa. And we're focusing on the word Umitzasa, and Rabbanai taught us, Da'asai, some say Rabbanai is really Ravina, Da'asai Liyodai Mashma. The word Umitzasa means that it came to your hand. So if that's the way Rabbanai explains the word Umitzasa in the Chumash, why would I have thought that a person who says Ani Mitzasa means I saw it? Clearly mitzasiha means I picked it up, and if that's what it means, then I don't need kula shali in the Mishnah anymore. So the Gemara says, correct, u'mitzasa dikra da'asa liyadei mashma. It's true. The word mitzasa in the Chumash means that it came to your hand, but that's in the Chumash. U'miyu tana lishna da'almanakat. I would have thought maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is not using the language of the Chumash. He is the language of people. You have that by Nedarim too. Halecha halasham b'nei adam. Maybe the Mishnah uses the word of mitzasa. Not when it says ani mitzasiya. Doesn't mean it's not the definition of what is mitzasa. I found it mean in the Chumash. Maybe it means I found it. What people usually say. You know what people say? Don't people say, oh, you know, when they see something, they say, I found it. That's what people normally do. And therefore, I would have thought, since that's what the way people talk, so when I see the word, oh, ani mitzasiya in the Mishnah, I would have thought it means I saw it. And maybe that would be sufficient to be kona half of the talus, because that's the way people talk. And I wouldn't be bothered by the fact that umitzasa in the Chumash means to actually pick it up, because we're using lashon b'nei adam. So once again, umidachazale aman ashkachas people, that's the way people talk. When I see something, I say I found it. V'afakav delasa liyade biriba omakani. And therefore, maybe just seeing it, I can be kona it. Tana kula shali. And that's why I need the kula shali, the biriya ba'omalokani la, to teach you that just seeing something is not sufficient to acquire it. So the Gemara says, okay, you're telling me I need kula shali, because otherwise I would have thought mitzasa, ani mitzasiya means I saw it. Well, how about this? Velisti kula shali velo bayin mitzasiya. So just say kula shali, and I don't need ani mitzasiha at all. So the Gemara explains why I need ani mitzasiya, and kula shali would not be sufficient. Itana kula shali, tani kula shali, hava amina be'olma diktani mitzasiha biri'iya ba'olma kani. Aha, if it said kula shali in the Mishnah, I would have thought, well, whenever I see the word mitzasiya in the Mishnah, that means that I saw it. And therefore, once again, biriyah ba'olmakani. If it said kula sheli only and didn't mention ani mitzasiya, I would have thought, okay, this Mishnah doesn't say the word mitzasiya at all. Let's say you say the word mitzasiya somewhere else in other Mishnahs. I would have said, oh, that means riyah ba'olma. Maybe it means I saw it. So tana ani mitzasiya, bahadar tana kula sheli, what the Mishnah is doing by telling me ani mitzasiya followed by kula shalid, what's our kula shalid is not enough. You introduce it with ani mitzasiya, and then you confirm it with kula shalid. Then the Mishnah yisera from that extra statement, the extra teaching, ashmiin and deriya lokani, comes to teach me that just seeing something is not going to be koneir for you. And anytime you see the word ani mitzasiya mitzasiya in the Mishnayos, you'll know that it means that it cannot mean ri'iya, that you be kona alone. You need to actually take hold of it. That's why I need not kula shali is not enough. I need ani mitzasiya here, followed by kula shali, to tell me that anytime you see mitzasiya, it has to be you really take hold of it. Let's take a look at Rashi, Divir Hamaschil, Rashi Umatzasa, Da'asa Liyah, De Mashma. Look in the middle there of the Rashis. So remember what the Gemara was doing. The Gemara had said, maybe doesn't the word umitzasa in the Chumash mean that it us of the yadeh? That's what Ravanoi taught us. So why would I think that ani mitzasiya in our Mishnah means that you saw it? So says Rashi, v'afilu hachi achi chavlo aved kochavim. What does it say there in the Chumash? It speaks about an aveda, and you find an aveda and umitzasa, it's lost and you found it. Lo suchal salem, you can't look away from it. You have to return it. And what does the pasuk say? It says it speaks about avedas achicha, a lost object of your brother, which means that it applies to a Jew and it does not apply to a non-Jew. And what is that teaching me? V'afilu hachi achicha v'lo aved kochavim, and the chiddush here is that even though you picked it up, the halacha is that it applies only to a Jew and not to a non-Jew. Even though you picked it up, meaning v'lo tema, and don't say ki miyet rachmana oved kochavim. Where did the Torah exclude the halacha of returning a lost object and exclude non-Jews that you don't have to return to a non-Jew? That teicha. That's where delo asa liyadei de Yisrael. That delo asa liyadei, that it didn't come to his hand. That's where a non-Jew is excluded. If you never picked up the object, so then Yisrael lo mechayv lemitrach Allah ula hadure. Then Yisrael, the Jew, is not chayv to go through the trouble and return it to the non-Jew. Aval asa liyadei, but had it come to the Jew's hand already, I would have had the hava amina that mechayv lahachzira. And now you have to return it to the non-Jew, to aveda so asur. You can't hold on to his aveda. So therefore, what's the chiddush of umitzasa? That it came to his hand, which means that the chiddush of Rabbanoi is the Torah, when it says umitzasa, means you picked it up. Not just you saw it. Oh, you picked it up and you only have to return it to a Jew. Yes, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that if you picked it up, even if you already picked it up, you don't have to return it to an Anju. I would have thought that maybe, if I'm looking at it and it belongs to an Anju, then I'm allowed to ignore it. And I can't ignore a lost object of a Jew. But once it comes to my hand, us the other day, maybe I would have said, I, of course, now I have to return it to an Anju. No, the Chiddush is, umitzasa means you picked it up. And yet, what does it say? Achicha, and exclude of a kochavim. Even though you picked it up, you don't have to return it to a non-Jew. So that's where Rabbanai, that was the context where Rabbanai taught us that umitzasa means it came into your hand. Next Rashi. Meaning, what does Kula Shali do? It teaches me the following. Elo hadar tana Kula Shali. If the Mishnah didn't then go back and teach me, return and say Kula Shali, hava amina, my mitzasiha diktani tana, lashum b'nei adam achaz m'mishnah senu. The tana maybe said, it took hold of what? Of lashon b'nei adam. That's what it, v'lo lashon ha-mikra, and decided not to use the lashon of the pasuk. V'harbi b'nei adam korin la-metziya mishasriya. Many people say, I found this. This is an object I found, even though he only saw it. So that's why I need kula shali to tell me, ani mitzasiya doesn't mean that it's enough to see it. Remember, the pasuk may mean umitzasa means that you picked it up. But the way people speak is not that way. You could say, I found it even when you just saw it. That's why Kula Shali tells me it's not enough just to see it. You have to pick it up. Next Rashi, Ba'oma diktani mitzasiya. Meaning, this is what the Gemara had asked and said, wait, maybe you should just say Kula Shali And if you say kula sheli, that would be enough sufficient. What do you need ani mitzasiya for? To tell you for the following. Because I would have thought in general, where I see the word mitzasiya meaning, in other cases where I see Mishnah speak about someone who found a lost object, and he acquires it, havamina de mitzia kani la mishas re'iya. I would have thought, oh, maybe you're Kona the Mitzia from the time you see it. Delo Ashmeinim Shum Tana, Delo Kanila, Elon Rahagba. So I don't see any Tana that tells me that, oh, the only way to acquire it is by picking it up. I would have thought, if it just said Kula Sheli here, I would never know that when it says I found Ani Mitzasi in another Mishnah, you acquire it, you naturally have to pick it up. I would have thought maybe it's sufficient to see it. And you don't have to pick it up. That's why I need the Mishnah here to tell me the extra teaching after the words Ani Mitzasiya. Then it says Kula Shali to teach me exactly that in all other cases you see the word Mitzia, it means Mitzia, and it means that you actually picked it up. One little point, if you look at the second Tosus V'Yachlogu, Tema Tosus asked, there's a famous principle you have in Bava Basra and other places. When you have an object and you're not sure who it belongs to, so in certain cases we say whoever's stronger is able to take it. And that's speaking about a case. Arba was a case of a boat where you didn't know who it belonged to. The boat is on the river, let's say, and we say, okay, you guys fight it out, you figure it out. In the third parak of Bava Basra. Why don't we do that here? Maybe we should say whoever's stronger just grab the talus and it'll belong to him. V'yesh lomar, Tosus answers, the ochas in shine. You know, where both people are holding on to the talus, it's different. It's as if each one really has and owns the half of that talus. Anan Sade, we can testify the Maida Tuf is high Dideu, that which this person is holding belongs to him. But the case of the boat, where we say Kol Del Mgvar, the boat is in the river, no one's holding on to any part of it. So therefore, the halacha there is Kol Del Mgvar, and here we'll say Yachloku.